Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards in for Bob Surratt, 7:42, and I wanted to spend a little time with my pal Terry Sullivan, legal analyst over at WGN-TV, and talk about the new laws that are coming into effect for the new year. And Terry, first of all, good morning. Nice to have you on the show. Nice to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a long time. Let me push the button and then
Don't
we can hear
rest?
Terry. Do I ever rest? You're the one that's on the air every 5 minutes, analyzing all the trials that are going on. Is it my imagination or are we just covering it more? That there is more litigation, more big time, very profound and moving trials about important things that have gone on during the last year.
Well, there were a lot of trials, but I think part of it has to do with the pandemic. I think we've given more more access to people talking about the various trials because of the pandemic, because people are looking for something to grasp onto and to be able to follow more than just one little 5 minute segment.
Well, also, you know, I guess the cases, the crimes, the alleged crimes in some cases are so compelling that, you know, people are following these like their nighttime TV dramas. You know, and what the latest is on some of these things. And I guess one of the biggest of the year was the Derek Chauvin trial when he was sentenced to more than 22 years for the killing of George Floyd. Would you agree that that was one of the biggest of the year? And did we learn anything new? Did we you know, get anything out of that in a legal sense?
I think the biggest thing that people are grabbing onto, Dean, is whether or not a defendant testifies. We have seen kind of more people testifying. Usually a defendant doesn't take the stand. You know, the whole theory is that the prosecution, and I was there for 12 years as a prosecutor, that they have to prove you guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And it's very dangerous. It's always been thought it's been very dangerous to put a defendant on the stand. But now just take a look at some of them here. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, that's probably the most famous of the year, where he not only testified, he broke down on the stand.
Yeah, that was a little bit expected, but nonetheless, it was a not guilty. To go back to your question, the police officer, Derek Chauvin, he did not testify, and he was found guilty. But you can't tell anything like that because still in Minnesota, you have the police officer, Kim Potter, recently, who thought she was using her taser, who testified, and she was found guilty. I personally, and talking to my friends and my office staff, I thought she was a terrible witness. So those are some of the things that you have to look at. But look at the one just yesterday, where you have Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell. She talked about testifying and did not testify in New York, and she was found guilty. So it's really an issue. So, well, I'll tell you what, go back to New York and R. Kelly.
Yeah.
That was just this year, too. And he talked about testifying, and of course he did not, but he would have been in really trouble if he had testified. They had so much on him.
I think Jussie Smollett also testified, didn't he? And a lot of people said that that may have been why he was found guilty, because a lot of people found him very difficult when he was on the stand.
Yeah, I think he was a terrible witness. What happened was he pretty much took off on everybody and acted real cocky, and you know, you never know what a jury is going to look at. But I think there are many, many more cases that weren't covered, that were good cases. Of course, you'd think that I might think that, but I hope that in the new year we're covering a lot more.
Let me take a break, Terry. We'll come right back. I want to learn about some of the new laws that are going to be taking effect for 2022. It's 7:50. This is Dean Richards. In for Bob Surratt, coming up after 8 o'clock, Dr. Robert Murphy, infectious disease specialist, Northwestern, brings us up to date on all things COVID. Also, famous entertainment reporter Dean Richards with his entertainment report that he always brings every morning between 8 and 8:30. That's coming up in a few minutes as well. Right now, Terry Sullivan, legal analyst, WGN-TV, with the Sullivan Firm Limited on the line with us. We've got a bunch of new laws, Terry, coming in for 2022. Anything jumping out at you that you think we should know about?
Well, I picked eight of them out of, my God, there's a boatload of them. Do you want me just to run through them real fast?
Yeah, I understand. Just to put in perspective, there are nearly 300 new laws that will take effect for 2022. Yeah, pick out a few and we'll chat about them a little bit.
Let's just try these real fast, and then you can come back to whatever you want, Dean. The vaping. The e-cigarettes for children, they're now new criminal and civil sanctions, including season grabbing the police officers being allowed to grab and take the product, the actual product from the store seller, if in fact they violate it, or they market it to the kids. Hairstyles in schools, if they're an ethnic hairstyle, you can't discriminate against them. Opioid overdoses. This one's a long time coming. If anybody who's seeking medical help has immunity from prosecution if they go to a hospital or a doctor. This one, mental health days for kids, I think maybe we should talk about. That's in public schools. 5 days the kids get, and they don't need a note from anybody. Asian Americans, they've had a lot of problems being discriminated against. Grading high schools, all of them, have to add a unit of instruction in relation to all the good that the Asian Americans have done. The minimum wage is up to 12 hours, eventually to 15. The body cameras on police officers this next year. Any police department that has 500,000 population has to have body cameras. And by 2026, all police departments, no matter their size, have to have body cameras. So that's basically all of them, except for my favorite happens to be those lemonade stands that were discriminated against by various city
our
people.
Lawmakers are really getting down to the heavy hitting issues facing America right now, the state of Illinois, right. At least anyway. Now this is important. I shouldn't make fun of it, but it go ahead and explain what it is. No, I would never make fun of a lemonade stand. No,
right, it's simple. In other words, anybody who's 16 or under who has a lemonade stand, they can't have any regulations against them by a city, a town, or even the state. And so they have freedom to set up a lemonade stand, just like Opie did. And they'll be able to carry on.
There was a case, wasn't there? I forget where, but there was a case where the official shut down some little kid that had set up a lemonade stand in front of their house because they weren't following the proper protocol for establishments selling food or beverage, you know, like a restaurant, the regulations for a restaurant. This kid was out in front selling, you know, lemonade in front of their house. So
that's exactly right. Wasn't licensed the right way, and they shut him down. So that no longer will be a law in Illinois. Now they can operate the way they want. In fact, I might set one up.
You know what? I would pay any money to see you out on Wall Street with a little stand, Terry Sullivan lemonade stand out there.
Yes. Now, Dean, Now, Dean, what do you think about the mental health days for kids in school? They now have 5 days. I know that it's not popular to talk against that because everybody needs mental health days, but this says that they have 5 days, and I don't know any high school kid that isn't going to take those days.
Of course they are.
And have either snow day or day off.
Yeah, the new law will allow 5 excused absences, not just a day off. These are excused absences for which I guess you don't need to bring a note or anything. You just say that this was my mental health day.
And, that's correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, a kid could just take a day off anyway, right? And is there a big difference than the way that it is now?
Oh, I think so. I mean, you usually have to have a note from your parents or a note from a doctor, and this just is given freelance to take whatever days off that you want.
Yeah,
you know?
This was all in response to, I guess, students expressing concern for the stress of tests, homework, and extracurricular activities during the school year.
Yeah.
Like none of the rest of us had that when we were in school.
We sure didn't, and we would have taken the days, wouldn't we?
I would have. I know that I would have. Also, for 2022, by the way, in the state of Illinois, the minimum wage is going to go up. It's going to go up by $1. It will be raised to $15 an hour by 2025. But in 2022, minimum wage will increase to $12 an hour for standard workers, $9.25 for workers under the age of 18 who work less than 650 hours per calendar year. And if they don't have a lemonade stand, I guess.
That's correct.
Terry, always great to talk to you, my friend. Good health to you, success, happiness in 2022. I hope I get to see you in person one of these days soon.
And to you, Dean, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow night on your celebration on the
Big New Year's Eve countdown. Can't wait. All right, my friend. Have a great day, Terry. Right. Thank you. Happy New Year.
And you the same.